everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Happy New Year, everyone. I just want to real quick just want to commend you guys on really closing the 2014 out strong. It's one of the biggest months we've had this year. What a phenomenal job. We got broke brand new ring earners and Mark and Leslie Hootie. So congratulations, guys. I know I'll get in trouble when I start recognizing people because I don't have a whole list in front of me, but just want to make a special shout-out to Miss Betty Colburn down in Huffman, Texas, made bronze executive director for the very first time, done a remarkable job, been with the team for well for over 15 years now. So congratulations to Betty for making bronze, and also Barbara Manley Wilson down in Texas, made Kyle, Texas, made bronze last month. Miss Martha Doss from San Marcos, Texas, made executive director for the very first time. Congratulations, guys. I could list many more, but congratulations on all your hard work and your efforts in closing out closing out December strong. Real quick, special announcement. You need to pay attention to this, guys. This is huge. This is something that our team leader, Mr. Ken Moore, has stepped up and put on the table for you guys. During the month of January, just the month of January, the top recruiter, so everybody starts at zero, the person who recruits the most people during the month of January is going to get a $1,000 cash bonus, and it will be paid out immediately. You won't have to wait. As soon as you're the number one recruiter at the end of the month, whoever got the most, they win $1,000. Dollars cash. So thank you, Pawpaw, for doing that. And then also what we're also going to do is have another contest that every single person in the organization that Performance Club qualifies. So if you qualify for the Performance Club during the month of January, so you have to get 5 points, not carryover points, 5 brand new points during the month of January, your name will go into a hat, and we will have a drawing, and the name that gets pulled out will get a $500 cash bonus. So if you recruit the most people during the month and you also Performance Club qualify, you can actually win $1,500. So if you recruit the most, you're going to win $1,000. Get in the Performance Club this month, 5 brand new points this month. Your name will go into a hat, and we're going to have a drawing. That part lucky winner will win $500 cash. So a lot of money on the table, extra incentive to help sustain the momentum that we created during the month of December. So definitely take advantage of that. Get in the Performance Club and get out there and build your teams big. Build them fast, build them big, build them deep. Real quick before we jump into the heart of the call tonight, just want to give a happy late anniversary shout-out to my grandparents, Ken and Charlene Moore. They celebrated over the weekend their 59-year anniversary. 59 years, guys, been together. So happy anniversary to our team leaders, Ken and Charlene Moore. That is a phenomenal feat in and of itself. Especially for my grandmother, having to be with Pawpaw for 59 years. So really, might need to send her some sympathy cards or some nice notes for putting up with Pawpaw for 59 years. But all joking aside, let's jump right into things tonight and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But most importantly to me, guys, he's my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can this time.
Yeah, well, good, Jeremy. I know we had a little problem with the earlier call, but I think we've got all that worked out. But I'm very, very excited about tonight's special guest speaker. But before we get to him, I want to quickly go out to the state of Arizona and to More Success Team Top Executive Director, Mr. Alex Gardner, who wants to talk a little bit about the new Legal Shield mobile app and then, of course, the new MAS program. Mr. Gardner, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Moore. It's an honor to be on the call. I just want to spend a few minutes. What an amazing time to be building a team and a solid book of business with Legal Shield. Legal Shield 2.0 is definitely here. If you want to be all in and fully engaged in building your business in 2015. And to do that, I want to make sure everyone is aware of some recent announcements and some major promotions that are happening right now. First, the new My Legal Shield mobile phone app, which is really a profound a multi-dimensional tool for all members and associates. The app allows our members to push a button on their smartphone, call their law firm, their ID theft advisor, or the 24/7 emergency line, as well as call or email member services. And this can really help us make the intangible service that we offer more tangible, especially since, you know, research has shown that the two-thirds of Americans have never heard of the concept of legal protection. And not only do I believe this app will increase usage and retention, since our members will be reminded that their rights and identity are being protected every time they use their phone, it will also help to make our solutions more tangible during membership presentations, whether we're doing a one-on-one with somebody or even, I think, while conducting a group enrollment. You know, in fact, this is now a demonstrable tool for us as associates to show prospects how they can download this free app and have these powerful services literally in the palm of their hand. And to be able to log in and use the app, the first step is to go to LegalShield.com and click on Member Login, or a shortcut is to go right to MyLegalShield.com, goes right to that login screen, and then you use your 11-digit membership number, not to be confused with your 9-digit associate number. You can very simply use that number to set up a MyLegalShield login account with a username and password that then you can use to log into that app once you get it downloaded to your iPhone or your Android smartphone device. So for more information about that, be sure to log into the back office. Click on the very first link right now on the scrolling marquee that says it's here. Watch the webcast. There's a link to watch the webcast featuring our CEO, Jeff Bell, rolling that out. And while you're watching it, you can also click a link to download a very professional one-page PDF flyer that I've been printing off and handing to or emailing to new members or associates to help them get started using that app. The second announcement I wanted to mention is the January Moss for Life promotion. For those of you who may not be familiar with the Moss program, it's a very valuable service whereby customer service representatives contact new members, encourage them to call their law firm, get their will done, start using the service, also activate their ID theft monitoring benefits, as well as they contact members and pre-cancel to update their, you know, maybe a method of payment. They might have just changed their credit or debit card, or remind them of their benefits. Ultimately, a lot of people end up keeping their membership that way. And historically, associates have voluntarily paid about $6 per membership to take advantage of that service for many years, well over a decade. So if you do the math, that $6 per membership, numerous associates have invested thousands into their book of business via the Moss program to increase usage and retention of their members over the years. So knowing that many of us have paid thousands for the service, if there's a promotion that allowed you to have Moss for life on all your personal memberships, no matter how many you place throughout your career, for a one-time $50, would you see value in that? Or what if you could recruit one new Fast Start associate during the month of January for $149, and not only would they receive Moss for life, but you would too at no additional cost? That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we have available to us for a limited time during the month of January to take advantage of. So for more information about that, log into your back office, click on You Have the Advantage. Currently, I think the third item on that scrolling marquee on the homepage of the Associates portal. And the final item I just want to draw attention to are some limited-time cash bonuses on the table for all areas of the Legal Shield wheel. So whether you're focusing on marketing memberships or building a team or both, first we have the All-In promotion that pays you and your team members a cash bonus for rank advancing during January, February. It ends at the end of February. I believe it's also cumulative. So someone can come in brand new today or tomorrow, become a senior associate maybe by the end of February and earn that cumulative bonus, I think $350 for advancing twice in that, just for one example, and all the way up to executive director from the very beginning. And it's going to be a lot of fun at the International Convention in Las Vegas this summer, seeing everyone going across the stage in front of, you know, 15,000 associates picking up their stack of cash from that All-In promotion. And lastly, for any of you, your team members who want to work with the small business or employers in 2015 in the B2B market, you want to be aware of the both the 90-day small biz plan called Place Your Bet Cash Bonus Promotion that was just announced, as well as the 2015 employee benefits incentives where Legal Shield has put, I think, about $40,000 in additional cumulative cash bonuses on the table for group production. So whether it's you or someone on your team that wants to is interested in that side of the business, make sure you're aware of that. And you can the promo of the year is that all-in promotion in the back office on the homepage. I think it's the fourth item on that scrolling marquee right now. And also, if you click on the B2B tab, you can see the small biz and group cash bonus incentive flyers that were recently released within the last couple days. So I hope everyone on this line is taking full advantage of this historic timing in Legal Shield. I know I was just talking to Linda earlier, and I know in my 14 years I haven't seen timing like this. I made sure with her, have you ever seen timing like this? She said, no, in my 27 and a half years I haven't either. And I said, we're not holding anything back this year. We're going all in 2015. So with that, Mr. Moore, thank you again for the opportunity to speak tonight. At this time, we'll turn the call back over to you.
All right, Ms. Gardner, thank you very much for all that information. Now I want to quickly go out to the state of New York and to More Success Team executive directors who have a great membership and associate success story to share with everyone, and that's Amelia and Keith Wan. Keith, Amelia, you guys on?
Hi, I'm here. Actually, Keith is in England, so I'm just going to take over really quick.
All right,
I just
wanted go right
to... So I just wanted to recognize one of our new associates. Again, she just became a member. She became a member, saw the value in the membership, used it right away, and then asked if she can earn some money. And sure enough, she already had her PBR. Her upline director, well, soon to be director, is Eddie and Darlene Guzman. If they could just introduce Crystal to everybody really quick.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on the call. And point is just, this is just an amazing success story to myself and my wife, Darlene. We met this young lady and her husband via introducing them to the membership. They definitely saw the value, and once they saw the value, they signed up right then and there, used their membership, took full advantage of it within the first few hours of just getting the membership, and then decided, you know what, we see the value in it, and we want to be a part of this amazing company. So with that, I'll turn it over to Ms. Crystal Anger and let her explain real quick what she saw in the value of the membership and why she became an associate.
Hello. Legal Shield was an answer to my prayers, really. I'm married with four children under the age of six. We got caught up in a battle between our landlord and the condo association. We had absolutely nothing to do with the problem that was going on, but unfortunately, we were being threatened with eviction when our rent was being paid every month, and I had no idea where to turn to. And I hopped on a Facebook page, this page that helps people in the area, and I was pleading for help, and that's when Darlene, Eddie's wife, hopped on and she messaged me and she said she could help me. So it was like a huge, huge weight off my shoulders. And we met up for coffee and she explained the whole membership. And I signed up for the membership that night. And actually, before it was over, I was already asking her if you guys were hiring before I knew it was network marketing. Within the next day, I was already calling and speaking to an attorney, and now this month, I knew who I was supposed to pay my rent to, and me and my family are not evicted, which is amazing. So it's been a huge answer to my prayers. I'm very thankful for it.
Excellent, Crystal. Thank you so much for joining the team, and we look forward to you getting Fast Start qualified. Back to you,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Moore. Thank you for the opportunity.
Randy?
I'm sorry, I had myself muted out. I was just telling Crystal and Amelia how much we appreciate them both being on the team. But next, I want to go straight to South Carolina and to another top executive director on our team, Mr. Tony Barkley, who has a great private business reception testimonial. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll try to be quick. I know we got some great things to talk about tonight with Mr. Bell, but thanks so much for the opportunity to be on the team and an honor to share with what we're doing here and showcase one of our rising stars. By the way, Jimmy Paris obviously did a great job on this call tonight earlier. I suggest everybody take a listen to that training tips. I think it'd help us all with recruiting as well. But here's what I know from my 17 years of experience. You know, recruiting must be an all-time thing, but also it's more of a skill set than it is a more of a mindset than it is a skill set, shall I say. And our great leader, CEO, Mr. Jeff Bill, conducted a life-changing call for the entire company last month, as many of us know. And I believe this call was directed at me to fix my mindset. And obviously, Mr. Bill very clearly and eloquently shared and laid out where we've been and where we're going as a company and how we're going to get there. And at that moment, I just decided to get out of management mindset and go back to personally recruiting new associates and helping the company hit their 2020 vision with those million associates, 14 million memberships, and, of course, becoming the number one direct sales company in America. But, you know, Mr. Moore, you're right. Kenneth Moore, you're right. Mr. Bell, obviously, is a talent and a brilliant leader. Sharice and I had the opportunity to break bread with him and lunch at the Platinum Pathway to Platinum event, and he is definitely all that, as you would say. But we want to real quickly showcase a new associate who's doing some great things. We know that she's on target to be an executive director, rising star in the making. 2 weeks ago, I had the distinct pleasure of calling Miss Sherry Williams. And actually, I met with her and interviewed with her about 2 years ago. And she said, not yet. I think that's important for a lot of people in the call to know when you're out there prospecting and doing interviews. People are not saying no to you. They're just saying not yet. And so we met before Christmas of this past year. We had the opportunity to present the opportunity to her. She at that time was looking. But here's the exciting part, team. Turns out she's had the service for over 11 years and have used it many, many times. See, team, I think that's a great tip of the day before we bring her on. See, nobody in their right mind would keep a service for 11 years if it doesn't work, and they definitely wouldn't join us in business. So we know that this service is phenomenal. So here's what's happening. After she joined us in business as a new associate, she had our first PBR in 3 days. We get them going PBRs right away. She recruited a great couple, signed up the couple on the spot. Obviously, they Fast Start qualified. They Performance Club qualified. They got their first promotion bonus. They'll be picking that up in Vegas. And that associate is Tiffany and Carlene James. Now, Tiffany and Carlene James hosted their PBR 3 days after they came on board. And check this out. Over the weekend, they had 6 guests. 3 of those guests became associates and members. They also Fast Start qualified, Performance Club, and bonus in one afternoon. So we're excited about that new team, Teresa Allen, Yolanda Garrett, and Jimmy Gray, who's a Bronze Star recipient with the United States Army. We're so blessed to have him on the team. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Coach Tony.
Hey, listen, young lady, tell us what you're doing. First of all, tell us about your military background.
Well, thanks for having me. And my military background, I spent 24 years in the United States Army. I enlisted right after high school. I couldn't wait to leave home and to get started on my new adventure. And I currently work for the government doing the same thing that I was doing in the military, and that's working in airfield operations. And I truly enjoy doing what I do today, especially continuing with the military.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we appreciate your service to our fine country. Tell us real quick, with training, what are you doing to generate so much activity with you and your team in such a short period of time?
Well, basically, I just follow the system. The system we have, I attend all the meetings. I set up my first PBR within the 72 hours.
Oh, my God.
The list that we provided to Coach, you know, we go down that list, and we've been going through the list. And it just, the system works. So, and I'm very excited about what Coach is doing, and his mentoring and his training has just been phenomenal. He keeps us, it's very energizing.
Well, Sherry, we're so excited about that. Lastly, where do you see yourself going here in 2015? What's your goals?
Well, I'm trying to take your position, Tony. Well, oh, I forgot. We work for ourselves.
You can have it. Go ahead.
But, absolutely. But my first goal right now is to be in the Performance Club. That way I know that I'm continuing to work toward keeping Legacy on top.
There you go. Well, Ms. Williams, we appreciate you and your team. We're just so proud of what you're doing in such a short period of time. And there's no ambiguity that great things are in store for you and that team. Mr. Moore, thanks again for the opportunity to share. We appreciate you and the family more than you know. And with that said, we'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Barkley.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Congratulations to Ms. Williams. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. She is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director. He's a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Dad, are you on?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Dad, I want to congratulate you. Jeremy sort of stole my thunder a little bit earlier, but I want to congratulate you and Mom on your 59th wedding anniversary. Outstanding job. I think I raised you right. So congratulations and welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you. You know, I'd like to thank all of the people that sent Charlene sympathy notes. I really appreciate them being sympathetic with her. No, Randy, it's, you know, we've been married 59 years, but over more than half of that time we have been with Legal Shield, 30-something years been with Legal Shield. We intend to finish the journey with Legal Shield. But, you know, I'm excited tonight because this next gentleman is someone that I've been just acquainted with a short time. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't take very long to know someone. You know, our great founder, Mr. Stonecipher, and I had more than one talk about this gentleman, and the birds at Harvard said, he said, Ken, here's the man you can work with. You know, this gentleman, he's had many, many positions with IBM, Ford Motor Company, so many degrees that a country boy like myself couldn't really tell all of them, but he's got a vision. He's got a vision to make this a billion-dollar company, Randy. This is a man that we can help dream the impossible, we'll seek the unknown, and with him we will achieve greatness, a great Christian man, a great family man, a great leader, the one that's going to take us to that $1 billion, Mr. Jeff Bell.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Ken Moore, and I just can't tell you all how, first off, I'm just impressed by the entire call. I've been on since the 9 o'clock hour, and just really, I'm humbled that I have anything more that I can add. You've been so thorough and so specific, so celebratory, so edifying. I just thank you all. It is a testimony, truly, to the Moore family legacy. Mr. Moore and I break bread and have breakfast when I'm in Ada. Each time that I'm able to be with him, either in fellowship together, or he also is so gracious in introducing me to leaders of the community, people that can help guide and support me. I just can't tell you how much, Mr. Moore, I value the time that we have together and how you have really been a mentor and an excellent servant leader to this company. And I can't thank you enough. The fact that Randy is on this call, Jeremy is on this call, the Moore family legacy is a testimony to what makes this company, but I would argue, ladies and gentlemen, what makes this country great. And country can be the United States of America. It can be Canada. We're both in the Western civilization, and we're founded on principles that run deep. They run deep, and they're grounded in a belief and a faith, a belief that hard work, that virtuous living, that having a loyalty, a fidelity, a faithfulness to our family and our friends, it matters. It runs in terms of a faith, whether it be through our Lord Jesus Christ. It could be through the Muslim faith or the Jewish faith. It could be Hindu or Buddhist. The main thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that you have a belief that there's something greater than yourself. And why does that matter so? Because when a father looks to his children, a mother looks to her children, she sees in them something greater than themselves. And that's why, starting from that relationship and that bond, they work harder, they try harder, they dig deeper. Quite frankly, when the going gets difficult, that's when they get going. It tells you that there's something greater than you, and that same premise, beginning with faith and beginning with family, is really what starts us off as a company. Mr. Moore was kind enough to mention our great founder, Harlan Stonecipher, who we lost last year. And it was a great loss to everybody. But the thing is, Mr. Stonecipher was a great orator, a great writer, a great leader. And what he's left for us beyond his physical life, now that he is with his Creator, are the words of wisdom. The words that are timeless, they're beyond just his own life. He's given us a challenge. He's asked us to pick up a mantle. He knew personally, and he saw in his own lifetime, that there is a promise out there, ladies and gentlemen, that has not been fulfilled. There's a promise that with hard work, with faith, with family, he's challenged us, he's challenged me, and he's challenged you to carry on and to provide equal access to equal justice. And more than that, to provide the equality of opportunity. I've never seen anyone speak more passionately about the free enterprise system. And when you look back to the founding of Canada and the United States, you see the pioneering spirit. It is, for me, so moving that the company was founded in the great state of Oklahoma, my birthplace. And the reason, beyond just the fact that that's where I was born, is because that state, the great state of Oklahoma, it represents in so many ways that pioneering spirit. It was indeed, as many of you may know, the last continental state, the last free land state, the last chance to get on a wagon, to go west, and to be able to try and start a new life. That was a promise made so many years ago, and the spirit of the pioneer continues to drive us forward. With family, with faith, we see that a promise has been made but not fulfilled, a quality of opportunity. The free enterprise system driven by that pioneering spirit, that is what Harlan Stonecipher challenges me, challenges you to continue to do each and every day. We all have different reasons why we love this business. There are those that are drawn to the mission. The fact that people deserve the right to equal access to justice. The fact that every person, we see the good in them, and we know that they need to be treated fairly. We see people that may be down on their luck, and we say to them, you have the equal equality of opportunity to start your own business, to pursue free enterprise. And the wonderful thing about it is that we have a beautiful, beautiful business that doesn't say that one size fits all. There are people that are up on their luck. And you know what? We have an opportunity for them too. Whether you want to make a little bit of money, a couple hundred bucks a week, or you want to make a lot of money, Mr. Stonecipher would say, your income is in direct proportion to the service that you render. Citing Luke, he would say very clearly, in fact, there is no limit to your income. It's only limited by the amount of service that you render. That service, ladies and gentlemen, as we heard so eloquently stated tonight, it can begin with introducing the opportunity and recruiting people into our family. The questions are what feel natural to you. Would you be interested in learning about being able to start your own business? Would you be interested in learning about making a little extra income? Whatever the case may be, you're just telling stories about your own experience. You're presenting an opportunity, and I loved what we heard on the call tonight. Sometimes you hear no. Sometimes people aren't quite ready. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Sometimes they come around. We've heard about it tonight. They come around and say, I'm ready now. And when they are, now you have that faith grounded in those same values, a belief in what it is that we offer as an opportunity, a belief that when you start your business, hey, I do not begrudge people that want to start a business, whatever it might be. Could be a pizza shop. Could be a salon. That's fantastic. Whatever people want to do. But I'll say in our world, we have the double positive of an opportunity to start your own business, to make more income for yourself and for your family, but to do it while you're making a difference in individual members' lives by giving them access to legal counsel and representation that they may otherwise not even imagine is available to them. You know, one of the things that Abraham Lincoln said was that he said, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." That just reminds me of the words that we heard earlier tonight. Sometimes you hear no. The fact of the matter is, Albert Einstein said, "I get 99 mistakes in a row, but on that 100th time, something magical happens." I want to just talk a little bit tonight, maybe leave you with some thoughts. I want to talk about grace. I want to talk about grace this evening. And by grace, I mean G-R-A-C-E. Let me talk about each one of these. When I talk about G for grace, I'm talking about the fact that great dreams start with great promises. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, we are dream makers. Yes, we are. Whether you dream of just being able to set a little bit aside, your why may be to save for the future, to save for education for your children, to save for next year's Christmas. Your why may be just to get people from stop hassling you all the time. Whatever it is, it's your dream. You may decide that your dream is without boundaries. You see this clearly. You believe in it, and you enjoy it, and you're good at it, and you know you could just run. And you set your goal. You've got to decide, though, on that dream. Is your dream to just enjoy this bit by bit? God bless you, part-time. Fantastic. But if you want to try and move, associate, senior associate, manager, director, I can't tell you the number of emails that people have sent me. Jeff, I just made director. I just made executive director. Here's the best news of all. I've had a dozen people write to me that they just made platinum. Can you imagine? We've had a dozen platinums break in the last month of this year. I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You decide your dream, but here's the key. It's got to start with a great promise. That promise is centered on your why. You've got to be able to look in the mirror, and you've got to promise yourself that you're going to fulfill that dream. You're going to have to look in the eyes of someone that you see as greater than you and make that promise. It may be your partner, your spouse. It may be your children. It may be a friend. It may be your parents. Whoever it is, your dream will start towards reality when you make that promise to yourself and to the people that matter the most in your life. Grace, let's talk about art. Ladies and gentlemen, results start with plans. GR, results start with plans. You'll hear me say, do you have a plan? And then the next thing, are you working it? The first step in the longest journey, it begins with taking out the piece of paper and writing down the list of everybody you know, everybody that they know, and begin to work it. We heard it tonight on the call. Here's the thing. It sounds so simple and so silly, but you know what? If you don't do that, not just your first day as a junior associate, if you don't do that each month to start your month, you're missing an opportunity. You're going to not get the same results. Why? That's when you keep on your list and you go back and say, you know, I haven't talked to this person. They said no, but they said they needed to think about it. Get them on the list. How many people do you meet new every month? Get them on the list. Every person you meet, and you ask them, hey, you know, do you know anybody who might want to make a little extra income? Well, first off, most people say, yeah, I do. But sometimes they say, you know, X, Y, and Z. Get them on the list. Results, ladies and gentlemen, always begin with plans. Grace, G-R-A. Actions speak loudest when they are coupled with words. Yeah, it's a turn of phrase. You've probably heard actions speak louder than words. Uh-uh. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, actions speak loudest when they are coupled with words. Your parents didn't tell you bedtime facts. They told you bedtime stories. You have got to be an advocate, an ambassador, an apostle going forwards, showing your belief in body and also in your spoken word. You need to tell the stories. You need to tell your own stories. I got to tell you, I don't know if I'm going to be the most active member in the history of Legal Shield, but I've already called my law firm 5-6 times. I did today. My neighbor wants me to cut down some branches because they're obstructing his view. Well, I want to be friendly neighbor, but, you know, he's a little... I'm not the nicest neighbor, quite frankly. I mean, he's a little bossy. I called my lawyer. Actions speak loudest when they are coupled with words. Tell people your stories. I called my law firm every time I do. They're so polite. Use the service. Tell your story. For those of you that have been in this business, listen to the beautiful stories we have tonight. If you don't have your own story, it's okay to borrow them. Don't misrepresent that it was you. Talk about other people. It's okay. Tell your stories. But telling is an active thing. Go to the briefings. Go to the Super Saturdays. I can't wait to welcome back our family to Ada, Oklahoma this month. Thanks to the Moore family. Coming together. You've got to attend these activities. But here's the key on actions. You've got to bring a guest. You've got to bring a guest. I am going to give anyone who brings a guest to Ada, Oklahoma, Super Saturday, I'm giving you a hug if you got a guest. If you don't have a guest, I'm just going to shake your hand. That's it. No photographs unless you got a guest. That's the new policy. My actions are now speaking loudest. I'm coupling them with words. No photos unless you got a guest. Okay, well, maybe I will, but I'm just trying to be emphatic tonight. Grace, G-R-A-C, change begins with you. And never doubt the change that you can bring to others. Again, red or yellow, black or white, young or old, rich or poor, do not prejudge who may be the greatest, most happy, most prosperous, most productive associate in your team, from the least of those to the greatest. They are all wanting to hear your story. Don't doubt yourself, first off. Never stifle. Don't ever censor yourself. Don't doubt the change that you can bring to their lives. You never know what is in the heart and mind of someone else. Grace, G-R-A-C-E. I'll end tonight, ladies and gentlemen, just by reminding us all where I began. Excellence starts with faith. We've got to believe that we do this for ourselves, but it's not selfish alone. No, it isn't. It is a belief that we are called to do something greater than ourselves. We build a business with pride because it helps other people. Do we prosper? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We receive benefits as we give to others. Mr. Stone Cipher said to me, Jeff, when you sign up a new associate, who receives the greater reward? You? With your commission or the associate? He didn't even wait for me to answer. He said, obviously the associate. They've just changed their lives. You've helped them with that change. You benefit, yeah. They're a member of your team, but clearly they benefit more. And then he went on to say, if you sell a membership, who benefits more? You, with the commissions that you receive, or they as the new member? And again, without hesitation, he said, clearly, the new member benefits. The new member benefits. If I am able at all to pick up that mantle and to carry it forward, I will tell you that I believe with all my heart that the reason that that member benefits is because we are empowering that person to feel more confident as they engage life, to feel peace of mind when they feel afraid, to feel like something is standing there, both protecting them, the legal shield, but also advocating for them and empowering them in life. Excellence, ladies and gentlemen, it begins with that faith. There's no question about it. Great dreams start with great promises. Results begin with plans. Actions speak loudest when coupled with words. Change begins with you, and never doubt the change you can bring to others. And excellence always starts with faith. GRACE, ladies and gentlemen, some thoughts about grace this evening. I can't thank you how humbled I am to be able to serve you every day. I give you my full and profound promise I will give you everything I've got. And we will make a difference as we continue to fulfill these dreams. God bless you all. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore, all three of you, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless everyone, the United States, Canada. God bless Legal Shield.
Mr. Bell, I want to say thank you. Absolutely, you're a fantastic gentleman. You're a man of faith. You're the kind of a person that we want as a leader. And, you know, January the 17th, that's going to be right here. I'm going to give $100 to anybody that brings the most guests that day. And, folks, if you're within driving distance, shouting distance, flying distance, come on into Ada, Oklahoma on the 17th. Mr. Bell will be there. I'll be there. There'll be a lot of great people there. Just come on. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's be a family. But let's don't just be a family. Let's be a family that produces. Let's be a family that gets out there and plants the seed and then reaps the harvest. Let's go do it. Let's do it together. And, Mr. Bell, God bless you, sir, because we believe in putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. And we thank you, sir, for being the head of the team.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much, and good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say, like we always do, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. And remember, January the 17th, 8 Oklahoma. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.